Today is the last episode with Minu Zhang. Minu is the Director of Asian Leadership Initiative at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary in Wake Forest in North Carolina. Hello, Minu. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for your time. And I was very excited to get to know you person. And also today, I'm excited to listen to your current ministry at Southeastern Seminary.
Okay.
So my first question for you is, what is East Asian Leadership Initiative?
All right. East Asian Leadership Initiative sounds very not familiar with everyone, but actually it is the part of the Global Theological Initiative at Southeastern Seminary in Wake Forest. The Global Theological Initiative seeks to employ the resources of Southeastern Seminary to benefit theological education through strategic partnerships around the world. So my team is developing and facilitating current and future training agreements, training national leaders both in the U.S. And the East Asian countries like Korea, China, Japan, Taiwan, and even Mongolia.
Well, that's great. Now, what is your role?
My role is to serve as a connector between Southeastern Seminary and East Asian ministries in the states and around the nation, so including State Baptist Convention and other SBC agencies.
That's great. I'm so excited to look forward to the Kingdom Partnership in the future. What needs do you see among Asian churches in the United States, and how can those needs be met?
Well, the biggest need for the Asian churches in the U.S. is the generational unity and the worship. Whether we realize or not, generational struggle is one of the biggest concern with the Asian churches. So we all know that the second generation is the future of the church, but we're losing our next generation in the church. So the reason is because we are not having one worship service together with our next generation simply because of the language differences or culture differences and generational gaps. So we decide to segregate our generations into different worship formats for our convenience, but that is not always wise. So we need to figure out how we can be united again by the same word of God in one worship service. So the part of my job at Southeastern Seminary is to help with the first generational leaders to advance their theological education first. Once you become a qualified instructor or a qualified mentor for the practicum courses at Southeastern Seminary, you can actually bring the theological training at your church and you can teach. So if there's their biggest concern to study at Southeastern Seminary is English, well, you know what? Actually, we should be able to help you with this very soon. Also, we have many good resources and programs to be ready to help you out the first about this education. So, likewise, we can help with the second generational leaders of the church with many certificate programs and then a lot of resources as well. So yes, this may help with the first generation leaders and second generation leaders to get united with the same theological education, and slowly they can be united and having one worship service together.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. In my conversation with you, I think you mentioned about starting an English program for seminary students.
Yes, we're now working on that. We'll be starting that from the very basic level first, but we're trying to navigate more different levels, how we can better to serve all the different levels of people, students here. So yeah, we're actually looking forward to that.
Yeah, I look forward to that too as well. I heard a story, this is not an Asian American context, but there's a Mexican pastor who was pastoring a predominantly first-generation Mexicans in his church. But he has a passion to reach out second generations, but none of those second generations are coming to mm-hmm. his church. Mm-hmm. But he decided to learn English, and he actually practiced the English mm-hmm. almost every day, and he even tried to preach in English. And then by God's grace, God began to send some second generation Mexicans to his church.
Wow.
And right now,
great.
His church is
wow.
really mm-hmm. Flourishing with both second generation and first generation. So I think, you know, this is a different context, but I think there's a lot of commonalities. And
sure,
I think
yes.
the first generation mm-hmm. Asian American pastors are really passionate to reach out to second generations if they want to equip themselves in English. I think it would be a great benefit for them to grow, to reach out for second generations as well.
Sure it is, yes.
Yeah, that's great. Awesome. My last question for you is, how do you want to partner with Baptist Day Convention of North Carolina and local churches?
Well, actually, I personally like you, Sammy, for what you're doing at the Baptist State Convention in helping with, I like this part actually, ABCD, what you're doing at State Convention. A, advancing the gospel proclamation in the local church. B, building a disciple-making strategy. And C, connecting immigrants and then their descendants for the Great Commission. And especially I like this part, D, developing a leadership pipeline. Since I'm a coordinator of East Asian Leadership Initiative, I would love to work with Baptist State Convention and local churches to develop more leadership of Asian churches, including the next generation leaders.
Mm. Wow, that's great. Well, thank you for reiterating
sure.
about the ABCD.
And,
yeah, I'm super excited about developing leadership pipeline together with you.
Sure,
and,
yes.
I pray and I hope that God would really use you in a mighty way, in a powerful way, to impact the leaders, Asian leaders, ultimately to impact for God's kingdom.
Same to you.
Yeah. So, Minu, do you have any words you want to say for the future, let's say for the future Asian Americans who are about to come, mm-hmm. who want to come to Southeastern Seminary?
Well, I would like to say that I'm very humble to take this role at Southeastern. I'm here to serve you and future students or local pastors and older leaders and the second generation leaderships. That is the reason why I'm here. So please, if you have any questions or any concern, or if you want to know further, then you can contact me, or you can either contact Sammy, Pastor Sammy, to connect me so that we can actually talk about a lot of more things that is going to happen in the future at Southeastern.
What would be the best way to contact you or connect with you?
The best way is that because I work at Southeastern, you can email me. It's MJANG, M Zhang, that's my last name, Zhang. So mzhang@sebts.edu. That's my email, so you can just contact me, then I will quickly respond back to you.
Awesome, that's
the
great.
Best way.
So mjang@sebts.edu.
Yes.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much, brother.
And thank you.
I'm so excited about the future work with you and partnership for God's kingdom. Listeners, if you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.